by London Crotwell. He is from University of Arkansas. He will be talking about the effects of branch removal on yield parameters across different irrigation regimes.
Thank you for the introduction. Like I said, my name is Landon Crotwell, and today I will be presenting the effects of cotton branch removal on yield parameters across differing irrigation regimes. And I'd like to go ahead and thank my committee member, Tom Cothran, Dr. Frank Hans, Dr. Amir Ibrahim, and Clayton Lewis. And to start off today, crops are always under some kind of stress that could be abiotic stress, as in extreme temperatures, low temperatures, or drought conditions. I'd like to quote Oosterhaus. Extreme temperatures that have adverse effects on cotton during reproductive stages. This could be a significant impact on end of the season yield. For biotic stress, Lee and Gaff, they quote that early season apical meristem tip damage by Helicoverpa increases fruiting potential, and depending on the growth stage and severity of damage, this may have a negative impact on yield. The main objective for this study was to determine the impact of branch removal on cotton yield under contrasting irrigation schemes, irrigated versus dry land. Additional box mapping data was collected in order to allocate bowl position and compensatory growth at a given growth stage and branch removal. But due to the lack of time for today, I will not be presenting the box mapping data. Due to the complexity of this study, I must explain how we laid this study out in the field. It's designed as a sub-sub-plot design. Since we had too many factors, we decided to combine irrigation regimes with years. So we created four environments, and this was just due because we had too many factors. So combining them, you know, dry land and years, that would allow us to for enough factors for the sub plot design. So environment one is 2012 dry land. Environment two is 2012 irrigated. Environment three is 2013 dry land. And environment four is 2013 irrigated. And for our main effect is maturity, and our sub effect is timing or growth stage, and our sub effect is removal or, you know, branch removal. For materials and methods, we chose two cotton varieties with different maturities: Fibermac 1740, which is a early to mid maturing variety; Delta Pine 1044, which is a late maturing variety. We had three growth stages: first flower denoted as FF, peak bloom denoted as PB, and first crack bowl denoted as CB. Within those three growth stages, we had five branch removal treatments: 0% being the control, 25, 50, 75, and 100% removal. Branch removal was based on an average node count per plot basis and then multiplied by the percent damage. And this is how we knew how much branches to remove. And we would start at the most mature node at the top or towards the terminal and cut clip down the plant. Plots were four rows wide on 40-inch centers by 32 feet long. Only one of the two center rows was chosen for percent damage, just due to the amount of labor it took to simulate branch removal. Each treatment was replicated four times, totaling of 240 plots. Here, just a quick graph on showing the 2012 and 2013 growing season total water is on your y-axis in inches here. 2012 is represented in blue here, and 2013 is represented in red. And then we have irrigation or irrigated and dry land. And I'd like to point out here that we noticed that 2012 growing season was very, very wet. It averaged about 7 inches more of rainfall in comparison to the 2013 growing season. And that has a big impact on our preliminary analysis for combining years or environments. So here is a, I know it's a real busy slide, I'm going to try and explain the best possible, but this is our preliminary analysis. So what we have here is, first to start off our preliminary analysis, we have the Hartley's test here, and here's our environments 1, 2, 3, and 4, and this is just your basic F test. And what we're trying to figure out is, we want to combine environments, you know, environments. So we want to combine, or years really, but see, we want to combine environment 1 and 3 together. So if you combine them, you would go from 4 replications per treatments to 8 replications. And that would increase the power of the test overall. But we find here that, we found that Link Cotton for the Hartley's test, variance test, it is, for Link Cotton, was heterogeneous. So we decided, well, we'll take the square root of the data and transform the data so maybe we can get homogeneous variances. And that's what we have here, is we took the square root of the data and computed homogeneous variances. So then we decided, okay, well, now we can run a combined ANOVA and SAS. And this is in this table here. It's the square root Link Cotton ANOVA. And what we found was, with environmental interactions, we were unable to combine, and everything in yellow is significant here. So having environmental interactions, we were unable to combine years or environments. And so now we have to analyze the data as individual environmental analysis. And that's what this is here. We have individual environmental analysis, and on top here I have environments, and all this is out of SAS, it's the ANOVA for each environment. And as we'll see, everything in yellow is significant at least the 0.05 probability level. And being a sub-subplot design, our main emphasis is going to be on the third factor, which is removal. Well, since we have a two-way interaction here, timing by removal for each environment all the way across, this is where our interpretations for today will come from. Here we have environment 1 up top, or 2012 dryland, environment 2, 2012 irrigated. And this is the bar graph showing the timing by removal interactions. On the y-axis here we have Link Cotton, which is in kilograms per hectare. On the x-axis here, it's our percent branch removal going across. And this legend down here, this is our growth stages. Being a two-way interaction, you have removal and growth stages. So anyway, and these are your Link Cotton means for each removal by growth stage. And interesting, as regardless of the branch removal or growth stage here, regardless of that, you can tell that irrigation significantly increased yield. And another thing to point out is at first flower, you see at the 75 and 100% removal is significant. And that's pretty interesting, because that means that at first flower, it had enough time for compensatory growth, and allow, you know, is significant in comparison to your crack bowl, or your peat bloom and crack bowl. And another thing to point out is after 50, or starting at 75%, the crack bowl and peat bloom significantly decreases from the 50. You know, you see here, and I'm sorry I didn't mention that, the means of comparisons here, if they have the same letter, then they're not significant by the 0.05 level. But anyway, that's a takeaway, you know, that first flower seems to have the most compensatory growth, which is, you know, that's what we were figuring. But it's pretty interesting, and it's more, definitely more drastic in the environment too, or the irrigation. And in environments 3 and 4, these are the exact same bar graphs, just for environments 3 and 4. So now we're looking at 2013 dryland and 2013 irrigated. And going back to earlier, we see that, you know, the overall yield for 13 growing season, dryland or irrigated, is decreased compared, or is less than the dryland and irrigated in 2012. And that was noted that, you know, the 2012 growing season was pretty wet. And so that being said, we see an overall decrease in yields in 2013 growing season. And anyways, we see the same similar trends here. The first flower, you see the most compensatory growth, and but similar trends. For conclusions, irrigation increased lint yield compared to dryland. Environment 1, 2012 dryland had higher mean yield than environment 3, 2013 dryland due to the decreased rainfall during the 2013 growing season. Decreased 2013 rainfall inhibited the cotton plant's ability for compensatory growth for all branch removal treatments in environment 3, 2013 dryland. Increased branch removal decreased lint yield across all growth stages and environments. 75 and 100% branch removal at first flower was numerically higher for lint yield in each environment opposed to peak bloom and crack pull. Early season branch removal allowed time for cotton plants to compensate yield loss. Under irrigation, 75 and 100% branch removal at first flower resulted in increased compensatory growth and lint yield compared with removal at peak bloom and crack bowl. For future research, further research should be done throughout different cotton growing regions to investigate potential differences such as planting dates, varieties, and production practices. Different fertility aspects should also be considered. I would like to thank a big thanks to Cotton Physiology Work Group. Without them, this project would not be possible. It was a lot of work. And here's some, real quickly, this is just some pictures. This is our control, 0%. And that, you can't really tell, but this 25% is about 4 or 5 nodes. This is 50%, 75%, and 100%. Is there any questions? Yes, sir.
Say that what you did to remove those branches, you just went in and clipped down from the terminal for 50 or 75% of the nodes at that time.
Yes, sir.
So any compensatory growth would be to, would there just go upward or branches out? What happened?
Well, that's why we did the box mapping data to see where the new regrowth, on what positions, how much, or we even did, you know, bowl size. That's a lot of data, but like I said, that's what the box mapping was for, was to see how the regrowth was, and that was, it's been interesting.
So what was the regrowth?
Yeah, what happened?
Do what?
He's asking what happened to that regrowth potential.
Well, like I said, as I showed there in the graph, you know, the treatments that were done at first flower was, you know, pretty significant on regrowth, but
on top
from the point of action where we clipped up is where the regrowth is. I mean, just depends. I mean, some of them would do weird things, but for the most part, I would say it was above.
Did they initiate new branches or how?
Yeah, they initiated new branches, but just depending on when we had to harvest and defoliate, that also had, you know, did the bowls have enough time to mature? But due to weather conditions, you gotta get it done, so it don't matter, you know.
You selected Biomax 1740 and Delta 5 1044, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Do their growth habits vary as one bushier or as one more stovepipe growth habits?
I'd say the 1044 was a more girthier growth to me, but that's my personal opinion.
But there was no major difference in their growth habits?
Not as far as growth happens, but you know, maturity makes a difference, so. Any other questions?
Thank you.
All right, thank you.